السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're starting recording and we're going to do ayah, Surah Hud, ayah 42. Okay, Surah Hud, ayah 42. This is exactly the picture of the surah. This is the ocean. This is the water surface, or like the waves of the water. The waves of the water, like this. And there is a boat. There is a boat barely making it.
There's a boat. It's probably like a close-up.
There is a boat, like a ship, and this ship is barely making it. Okay. And this is a boat, you know, the boat is really shaking really bad. And there is...
But why is the water like that?
I'm coming to you.
Is this a storm?
Yeah. And there is a mountain here. Mountain.
Oh, this is... Is this the surah of Prophet?
Yes. And guess who is on the top of this mountain?
Mount Olympus.
Prophet Nuh's son.
And his wife.
Okay.
Is this Prophet Nuh's son?
No.
Prophet Nuh.
Oh, wait, I don't.
Son.
Oh, son.
Prophet Nuh's son.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Wait, can you draw this?
Yeah. And then here is Prophet Nuh himself.
Whoa. Oh, I know this.
He's like, amigo, come on, go in my ship. What? I thought we're not allowed to draw prophets.
Stick drawing is just fine.
Okay.
So, and here is Prophet Nuh himself. And guess what was happening?
It was a storm.
Prophet Nuh is saying, my son, ride with us. The ayah says that water ship was running in waters, in water waves as high as the mountains. Ship was running. So Allah saying, ship is floating in water that has waves as high as the mountain. Good. Okay, so ship is floating in water that has waves as high as the mountains. Okay, and Prophet Nuh is saying, oh my son, ride with us. Prophet Nuh is saying, oh my son, ride with us. What was the response?
He said, no.
Put a speech bubble from Prophet Nuh. Huh?
No, speech bubble.
No, I don't have a space for speech bubble.
So let's say, Prophet Nuh.
I know, Prophet Nuh's head is like it's like.
My son, shh. Prophet Nuh said, Prophet Nuh yelled, my son, come, ride with us. Come ride with us. So what is happening here? What's the story? Prophet Nuh was sent for 950 years to his people. Day and night, worship Allah, ask forgiveness for your sins. Allah will grant you repentance. You have to worship Allah. You have to ask forgiveness for your sins. Allah will give you repentance. Worship Allah, worship Allah, worship Allah. Day and night, he's preaching to them. worship Allah, worship Allah, worship Allah, like that.
Prophet Nuh looks like he's off the boat.
Okay. So, what happened for 950 years? He kept going on, and he goes to in public, and then he talks to them in the public, and then he talks to them in the places where they conference, and then he talks with the places where they have gatherings, and he went to them one by one, individually, one by one, talked to them face by face. He spent 950 years non-stop trying to talk them out of the nonsense of the worshiping the five idols. The five idols, which are where the five companions of Prophet Idris, right? Who, you know, the people loved so much. Remember the story? People loved so much on the shaitan. 950 years. 950 years. So what do we learn from the 950 years to work hard? Never give hope.
Give up.
Don't give up. Don't give up hope.
Never give up.
I'm sorry. Never give up hope. Keep going and going and going until there's no hope. So at the point of no hope, then you stop. Okay? So if it's a hopeless case, then you stop. But before you decide it's a hopeless case, you have to what? Exhaust all means. This is very important. People try once, okay? Just try once. And they are not serious about the way they try. I mean, just like try once. And if it doesn't work, they say it's what?
Failure.
It's a hopeless case. Some people, even before they try, they say it's a hopeless case. So people are...
Think realistically.
Well, exactly. That's what they say. Realistically, it's a hopeless case. So, 950 years, people are divided into don't try, try, and say.
Wait, wasn't it 925 years?
It is 950 years.
Big difference.
A hopeless case.
25 years is a lot. I haven't even gotten there yet.
Age span at the time of Prophet Adam lived 1,000 years. At Prophet Noah, age span was around 1,000 years. So that is the first kind of people. The second kind of people, they are the people who say, okay, try once and give up hope. Try once and if they fail, they give up hope. This is the kind of people, the second kind of people. Third kind is... Third kind, which is Prophet Nuh. What Prophet Nuh did is that try for 950 years
or more
before declare it is hopeless. When you say hopeless, do you put the E or take the E? Hopeless.
Okay.
So, these are the three kinds of people. This is the right one. Now, when the Prophet decides it's a hopeless case, then it is a hopeless case, especially after 950 years. When Prophet Nuh decided it's a hopeful case, then he raised his hands to Allah and said, Ya Allah, it is a hopeless case, destroy them. Once the Prophet who was sent to people decides it's a hopeless case and he asks Allah to destroy them, Allah will destroy the people. Allah will destroy the people when the Prophet tells Allah, Ya Allah, it's a hopeless case. That's it. So the prophet is testifying against them. Yeah, go ahead.
There should be an S at the end of declare.
Okay, before declare.
It could be declaring.
Yeah. Okay, but, you know, I have no room, so put it in your notes. So, before declaring, it is a hopeless case. Now, Prophet Nuh didn't leave a tactic. Didn't leave a tactic. Announcement. In the market, oh people, worship Allah. Oh people, don't worship these idols. Oh people, worship Allah directly. Oh people, you don't need middle gods. Oh people, oh people, oh people, oh people. And then he will go to them individually. Oh my friend, don't treat images the way you treat Allah. Don't treat dead statues, dead objects the way you treat Allah. Don't invest your hope in objects the way you hope in Allah. Don't pray for these objects the way you should pray to Allah. Don't. Allah is the real God, not these guys.
These
middle gods are nothing. Okay. Nothing. Those are dead people, just like the dead president on the face of the dollar. What do you have on the dollar? Does that tell you anything about the dollar?
Yes.
Did you ever ask yourself why we have a picture of a dead president on the dollar?
Andrew Jackson was worth
$100. So he's saying because George Washington was worth $1, that's a funny answer.
Andrew Jackson was worth $100.
Yeah.
Abe Lincoln was worth $5.
No, not really. That makes no sense.
You could buy him.
You could buy him? It's like end slavery in wherever you live.
You know, how do people work with money?
But there is another message other than this guy is worth $5, this guy is worth $100.
They were important people and they made a change.
True.
Memories, okay. They wanted to make their memories kind of everlasting memories.
Oh, okay. George Washington was the first president, and then Abe Lincoln was the first president.
But that's not the message. That's not the message. The message is, it is a dead president. Dead means what?
He died 5 times.
It means those dollars are as hope, you know, if you want to invest your hope in these dollars, it's like investing your hope in the dead president.
Wow, that's high.
Some people, to many people, the dollar is the middle god. Yeah, some people have this ideology that God is the dollar, Jannah is entertainment and fun, hellfire is pain and suffering. That's to them, these are the three things that they believe in this life. Okay?
But that's kind of like saying you shouldn't have a dollar.
No, absolutely not. What I'm saying is that don't dedicate your life to gathering dollars. You must gather dollars. If anybody tells you don't gather dollars, then this person is not telling you the right way. Yes. Gather dollars. And if you are rich, that's good. But the problem is don't overdo it. Why don't you overdo it? If you do it too much, what's the problem?
I know.
Uh-huh.
Because then you become greedy and then you don't want to spend any of it.
No. I mean, it's not always the case. You will fall short. Okay, if you overdo something, what happens? What happens if you overdo something? Huh? Huh?
You use it in the wrong place.
Yes, but you will have no time. You will have no time for other things. Come here. Sit here. Okay? You will have no time to do everything. Let's say you study chemistry too much. And you have chemistry, English, math, all of this. You get the A+ in the chemistry, but what are you going to have in the rest of the subjects? So think of it that way. If you overdo something, it will take away from other things. And you have to balance your time between all subjects. You have to balance your time between chemistry, math, and physics, and all of that. Okay? So that is the way to do it. Don't overdo it. The dollar has a dead president. A dead president means it's like those dead people. It's like those dead people that the people of Nuh worshipped as middle gods.
Wait.
Think of it that way.
No,
worship middle gods. Middle gods were pictures of dead companions, dead men. Men who died, okay? And they put their statues and they worshiped them. They were dead men. Dead people that they consider great people. They put their images and they worship their image. So think of the dollar that way. Think of the dollar as an image of a dead person who's a famous dead person, just like people of Noah. And if you do too much dollar gathering, then you are worshiping the dollar. But if you...
What if you're like trying to save up for something?
Again, don't overdo it. That's the problem. People overdo it. Like people, this will take over their life and becomes their primary goal. It's just to how to gather money, 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 and everything else is put aside. So, again, Prophet Nuh tried and tried. Oh, my friend. Oh, my people. Oh, my sister. Oh, my brother.
He
tried and tried and tried 950 years. In the first 100 years, he's trying. Second 100 years, he's trying again. Now, people became so disgusted of him that when they see him, they take their dress and they cover their heads. Nuh. We are disgusted of you. No, get off here. No, 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 get away. No, who? No. And they will really insult him so badly. And he will not give up. And then when other people, if they left their dress and covered their head, they will show the parts, you know, like the underwear. So they don't want to do that. So when they see Nuh, they do like what? They put the fingers. Nuh. I can't hear you. Nuh, I can't hear you. Nuh saying, when Nuh is talking, saying, I can't hear you. Get out. Get out. You know? He didn't give up preaching to them, trying to talk them out of this nonsense. And they didn't give up insulting him. Didn't. And then who betrayed him? His wife and his son. I mean, the worst thing you can ever imagine, when your wife and your son betray you and they go with the enemy. Doing what? They tell the secrets of Prophet Nuh. They tell the secrets. They betrayed him by going out and telling the secrets. They joined the camps of the people. The people who were enemies, not enemies, but the bad guys that hated Prophet Nuh. And they will work from inside the house of Prophet Nuh. So that is the second thing you need to learn, is that inside the Prophet Nuh house, this is Prophet Nuh's. His wife and son betrayed him. His wife and son betrayed him. You know, having an enemies from outside is a totally different story than having enemies inside your home. Enemies inside your home can really hurt you and hurt you really bad. Can really hurt you bad. So there are enemies outside. Enemies outside. enemies in sight. And there are enemies outside. Those are the enemies outside. Can't hurt you as much as the enemies inside. And this is Prophet Nuh. So, those enemies from inside are fighting him. Fight. And then those guys are also a fight. So he was trapped between outside enemies and inside enemies. You know, inside enemies will make home no home. Home in Arabic means a place where you can rest. A place where you can be comfortable. Got it? Whenever you have inside traitors, people inside your home that betray you, your home is going to change into a battlefield.
Whoa.
So this is the problem here. No, this is the problem. Then the home, then you will have no place for peace. No place to rest at. You know what I'm saying? So here, home is for rest and peace. Because it is all about being inside your home or outside your home. Rest and peace.
What?
Okay, it's rest and peace. Inside traitors, inside breeders make it he brings the battle, brings the outside battle to home. So that is the problem. The man has no house for peace. He lost peace in his house. They infiltrated him from inside his family. Okay? From inside his family. From inside. So basically, he was trapped from the inside. He was trapped from the outside. He lost. He has no place to have peace at. You know? Home in Arabic is the word maskan. And the word maskan in Arabic is coming from sakan. Sakan means peace. Comfort. Rest.
Wait, can you not replace it?
Yes, you just said it. Home, sweet home. Home, sweet home. It becomes home,
sour home.
That's right. This is exactly what it is. It becomes, and instead of... Did you finish this? Okay. So, and instead of...
Yeah, you can erase the first
one. Okay. So, home sweet home, home sweet home becomes home sour home.
Poor Terrell.
This is becomes the wrong thing, and this is becomes the right thing. This has become the reality. The man for 950 years was fighting uphill battle. Traitors inside his home. opponents outside his home. Now, what happens with every newborn baby? As soon as the newborn baby starts talking and understanding, his parents, one of his parents, will hold his or her hand and take him to where Prophet Nuh is. And they tell them, "Do you see this guy?" The kids say, "Yeah, I see the guy." They tell him, "This guy is Prophet Nuh." They tell him, "This guy is so disgusting. He is so annoying. He is crazy. He is stupid. He is insane. Don't you ever listen to him. When he comes to you and you have long underwear, take your dress and cover your head." If you don't have a long underwear, put your fingers in your ears. Don't listen to him. Actually, you can spit on the ground like this when you see him. It's like to insult him. Actually, be creative in coming up with insulting words to insult him away from you. Like you know how the people...
Insulting
words. Like, "You disgusting, stupid liar, you horrible, blah, blah, blah." They have a dictionary of, like, I was watching Matilda, and that principal, that principal came up with the, she was very creative in calling kids bad names. And I don't know where did she get all these bad names from. I couldn't follow up. I mean, like 90% of the names that she's calling the kids, I have no idea what is she calling. I know brat. I got that. I know skunk, but I don't know the rest of the words. So be creative in calling him the worst words you remember, you know. And 950 years. 950 years.
He did that.
Until he declared it a hopeless case.
Wait, he did?
Allah said, he declared it. He said, "Ya Allah, it is hopeless case. Ya Allah, destroy them." Okay, then the flood comes. And before the flood comes, Allah said to Prophet Nuh, "Plant a forest." So Prophet Nuh planted the forest. Then Allah said, "Take the wood and build the ship." And Prophet Nuh was a carpenter. So he took the wood and he planted the frame of the ship. Then Allah told him, "Plant another forest." So he planted another forest. Remember, he has 1,000 years. So let's say he declared it a hopeless case in the last like 100 years or something, and he had 100 years to build the ship. So he would raise a forest, and he would build the ship from the wood, and he would raise another forest, or I'm sorry, plant another forest. Okay? And he planted several forests, and he built the boat, the ark. Now, imagine what kind of mockery. They mocked him like crazy when he was building the boat, because he was building the boat in the middle of the desert. "Ha, ha, 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 Nuh, you gotta be kidding us. Nuh, you're building a boat in the middle of the desert. Yeah. Didn't we say that you are insane? Nuh, are you out of your mind, Nuh? Nuh, is it going to float in water, Nuh? Nuh, ha." And they take their kids. Look at the crazy guy. And they talk in their gathering. "Did you hear the latest about this crazy man called Nuh? What is this crazy man called Nuh doing? Ha, ha, ha. He's building a boat. He's building a ship. Really? Where? Ha, in the middle of the desert. Ha, 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 ha. What a stupid guy." And they mocked him like crazy. You can imagine what kind of mockery. He raised 2-3 forests to build the ship. So he was mocked for hundreds of years. And then he said he will do one reply, as Allah mentioned in the Quran. Allah said that he will respond. He said, "Today you're mocking me, tomorrow I will mock you. Today you're doing it to me, tomorrow I will do it to you." And guess what? The ones who laughs last, the ones who laughs last, laughs longer. The one who laughs last, laughs longer. Today you're laughing at me, but that's not the end. This is just round number
one.
This is round number what?
Finish.
Now, what is round number two? The day of judgment, the life to come. So this is round number what? One. So he's telling them, you're mocking me in round number one. I will mock you in round number two. I will come to the edge of the hellfire and mock you. And say, ha-ha, haven't I told you? Ha-ha, enjoy hell. Okay, thank you. So you see here? So in round number one, it seems like, who is the loser?
Nuh,
Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. And who are the winners? The people, the bad guys. If you don't believe in Allah, and you're not wearing the glasses of reed in the name of Allah, remember?
Glasses.
The first thing we started this class with is what? Use the glasses of Iqra, read in the names of Allah. Read events in life using these glasses. So Prophet Nuh was reading reality that this is just round number
one.
And that's not the end. The one who laughs last, laughs more. And what is last? It's round number two. So don't you ever, ever be deceived with things that are happening around number one. So, Prophet Nuh was saying to the people who are laughing at him, people are laughing, laughing. Huh? 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 You stupid. You stupid idiot. You stupid idiot. You stupid idiot. You're building a boat, you're building a ship in the middle of the desert. Okay. You stupid idiot. It's just a crowd. This is a crowd. And this is Prophet Nuh. So, haha, you stupid idiot. You are building a boat. In the middle of the desert. What was his response? His response, yes, you're making fun of me now in round number one. I'll make fun of you in round number two. You are making fun of me in round one, in round number one.
How many rounds are there?
Two.
Two.
I will mock you in round number two. You're mocking me now? Okay, dear hearts. I'll mock you in round number two. So we need to always understand that if you see somebody as a loser in this life, maybe this person is not going to be a loser in the hereafter. Sometimes people get deceived by the results in this life. What? How deceived? They see the good guys weak and persecuted. They see the good reformers being beaten up real bad, tortured, oppressed, chased everywhere. Their life is made hell. And they see them like that. And they see the people, the bad guys who are giving the good guys hard time, they see them winning. They are having peaceful life. They have peace of mind. They are having a nice life. And they are comfortable. And they are making money. And they have good homes. Go ahead.
I have a question for you. It's sort of off topic, but when is the Prophet's birthday?
It is unknown.
But this, I thought it was like...
This date that is given in the tradition date, the date specified in the traditions is not... Is, we have no evidence to confirm this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't want us to celebrate the birthday of the Prophet. Allah wants us to celebrate Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. The new year is immigration. Okay? So the important milestones are the ones we celebrate. Allah wants us to celebrate events about Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, not events about any human. Don't be like the ignorant Muslim. You know the ignorant Muslim who's comparing Islam to Christianity, where the Christians celebrate Jesus' birthday? So he was comparing Islam to Christianity, so... He was debating with his Christian friend, and they were both rude to each other. So the Christian friend was telling him, Jesus is the Son of God. And that Muslim said, shut up! Muhammad is the Son of God.
What? Well, I don't get it.
Muhammad is the Son of God. What do you see wrong here? Huh?
Allah
has no children.
He has no family.
Yes. So he is... he is giving an ignorant reply. Don't be one of those. So, basically, they celebrate the birthday of Jesus. We do not celebrate the birthday of Prophet Muhammad. It is an innovation. It is a made-up holiday. It's not a holiday that the Prophet celebrated or his companions at all. It was made up, and Allah made the birth of the Prophet unknown. People don't know what day, so that... people don't celebrate it, yet people made up a date and they celebrated it. Go ahead.
Huh?
Oh, okay, we still have 3 minutes left. So, what is the bottom line here? The bottom line is that Prophet Nuh was, don't be deceived, the conclusion, don't be deceived with the results of round number one. Don't. You can be dismissed.
Me?
Yeah.
I can go?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why does she get to go?
Because I have a sentence to finish. And then I need a concept. This is the last concept. What's this concept? If you see, you can go. If you see a prophet being killed in round number one, if you see bad guys killing a prophet in round number one, would you say the prophet is a loser and the guys are winners?
Uh-huh.
Why not? Because when you put the... Go ahead.
Because the bad guys are pretty much committing a sin.
Right. So who's going... The true winner is the winner who wins round number?
Two.
Two.
Oh, okay.
And the true loser is the one who loses round number?
Two.
Two. That's right. So don't be deceived by round number one. Wear the glasses of Iqra. It will show you, yes, I can see it. There is a round number two coming. And round number one, maybe you're weak, maybe you're oppressed, but round number two, you would be the king. You would be the king in round number two. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh, yeah.